Shiurim Chatzitzin Umechitzin Halach Lamesh Misinai. Shiurim, the fact that you need certain areas of halacha only apply when there's a shiur. Chatzitzin, the fact that there's a concept called chatzitza, separation, that will affect areas of halacha. And mechitzin, walls, are all Halach Lamesh Misinai. In fact, the Gemara Kasha, Shiurin's Halach Lamesh Misinai? Shiurin Dereraisa Ninu. Shiurin's a Beferish Apostle. Dechsiv. Eretz Chitos are regefinet in Enim Riman, Eretz Zei Shemun Ud Vash. Vamar Abchanan, what is this Pasuk in Akev said for different shiur? Amar Rav Chanan kol ha-pasuk hazeh l'shiur nemar. Chite lebeis ha-menuga, disnan. What does chite have to do with a house with tzaras? Disnan. Ha-nichnes lebeis ha-menuga ve-kelev al-kseifov. A guy who walks into a bais with tzaras and his vessels are on his shoulders, he's schlepping some zachim. Ve-sandolo ve-taboisov ve-yodo, and his sandals he's holding in his hand. And his rings are on his hand. He's holding. Hu vehein tmein miyad. So then what? Automatically, instantaneously, when he walks into the house, tuma is transmitted. Hayalavush kelev isandala viraglov. But if he was wearing them, zokt Rashi, so then there's a separate halacha. The tuma is not transmitted in the same way. De ikrula big godov. Now it's big day. Adam. So then, the sandala baraglav, or his sandals on where it's supposed to be, that's terrifying. It's on his legs. Remember, I used to sleep with this in the Heights. I used to wake up in the middle of the bed and yell back at that little guy in there, as the hammer and clanking it.
Yeah,
those
on
that one also.
What? Those poles.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. This is like...
Yeah, I woke up...
V'tabaisav v'etzbosav. It's crazy. V'tabaisav v'etzbosav. I give you all a bracha, you should get married and move to Fairland very quickly. V'tabaisav v'etzbosav. And his rings are on his finger. Hu tamim miyad. V'hein tohoirin ad shiyishe b'chtei achilas pras. So he becomes tamim right away. But they are tahor until he stays a certain amount of time, a duration of time. What's the duration of time, Rabbi Yisai? Bechtei Achilas Pras. See, we know Bechtei Achilas Pras, Rabbi Yisai, in which area of Halacha. Rebbe, it's Pesach, I want to know how long I have to... Shkoyach. Shkoyach Godel. That's a masmid. So we have a shir, I have to know how long I have to eat the matzah. How long does it take to eat the matzah? You didn't miss anything. How long you have to eat the matzah? So Rabbi Yisai, I'm telling you right now, for Ilchus Pesach, how long do you have to eat the matzah? It's a machlekes apoiskim. It's anywhere between 2 and 9 minutes. The Chasam Sofer Shita was, the pashtus is that it's 4 minutes. So it's nogeya, you have to eat a kezayis. So how long do I have to eat a kezayis? I need to eat a kezayis in a certain duration of time. That's considered, Torah says eat matzah. What does it mean eat matzah? It means eat a kezayis matzah. So now, let me ask you a question. Do you ever think about it? How do I stuff a kezayis down my throat? The answer is you eat it. But I didn't eat a kezayis. I ate a crumb. No, but you ate a crumb within a certain amount of time to a next crumb. And the next crumb. And the next crumb. And as long as the entire kezayis was eaten what? Within the duration of time of what is considered achila, so then that is considered an achila. You are makayim de achila. Kedei achilas pras is that shear. Where is that learned out from? Bais ha-menuga. The amount of time that it takes for a person to be metame, the items that he's wearing when he's in the house of a tzaras, that's shir of kedei achilas pras. Lemaisa, it's machlek zapoiskim, 2 to 9 minutes. The average shita is 4 minutes. That's how long you have. Where else is kedei achilas pras very nogeya for, outside of Ilchus Pesach, Rabbi Yisai? That's true also. You're only chayav birkas hamazon deoraisa, and to bench deoraisa, if you eat a kezayis within the amount of time of kedei achilas pras, Rabbi Yisai? A lot of people don't know this. You're eating challah. You take a little bite. You wait 10 minutes. You take a little, another bite. At the end of the day, I had a kezayis. No chiyuv benching.
So Friday.
No chiyuv benching. And now, think about this. I ate a little bite. Now, I ate a kazayas. I ate, but I'm not, I'm only chayav benching the araisa if what? Rabbi, so we spoke about this. Kazayas? No, what?
You have to be soveya.
Soveya, kadei soveya, v'chalt v'sevata. So Rabbi say, it might be a hider, I hold that it's a hider, if you eat the challah to be soveya, within what?
4 hours.
But avada, the baseline, you have to have what? An achila in the shir kdilos bras. You can't say, a lot of people think, at the end of the day, I had a kazayas of challah. How much did you, everyone asks, well, do I have to bench? Rabbi, do I have to bench? Well, how much did you eat? I ate a kazayas. That's not the only question to ask. You asked, you ate a kazayas in how long of a duration of time? If a guy nibbles, if a guy eats slowly, I know my sister-in-law, she's always the one that has the food at the end, at the last person on the plate. No, it's l'shvach. I'm always hungry when I'm watching her eat. Because she always saves it to last. I gobble it up. And she has it like there at the end. So if you wait later, right? So then you might not have had a kazayas, you might not be chayav in benching. And whatever I'm saying for benching, Rabbi Yisai, is for also what? Alamichya. Same thing. You have to have an achilas kazayas. So what's a shem achila? A shem achila is b'chdei achilas pras. What's b'chdei achilas pras? I don't know, somewhere in the window of that time. Most posts come out 4 minutes. Rabbi said, where else is a noigei alalacha? L'gabi isurim. So first, Yom Kippur, that's what I was looking for. But first isurim, Rabbi say. A guy ate a kazayas of nevela. A guy ate a kazayas of basar v'chalav. Cheeseburger, right? Do we give him malchus or not? I don't know. Did he have a kazayas? I don't know. Measure it. Yeah, he had a kazayas. How long did he have a kazayas for? Was he mitzarev da achila? Rabbi said this is all the dine achila. It's all one sugya. Yom Kippur. Shailas halach lemaisi. You get this all the time. The doctor said I have to eat on Yom Kippur. Hello. I have to eat on Yom Kippur. So what does the rabbi say? I have a chop for you. Split it up. What's the number that the rabbi says?
9 minutes.
Why split it up 9 minutes? Rav Nevinzel. Rav Nevinzel's a rabbi.
I know.
It's not just Rav Nevinzel. Rav Nevinzel. Why? Why 9 minutes, Rabbi Yisai? In Reshit, they say the same thing. Why? Why, Rabbi Yisai?
That's the most makel opinion.
That's the most makel opinion. That's the most makel opinion. So for here, it's going to be a chumrah. So we want to be machmir that anything under 9 minutes is going to be a mitzarev. We want to make sure that it's not going to be a mitzarev. So it's only going to be a chatzi shir. Yeah, it's true. Chatzis shir stole aser min haTorah, but it's better than having the shir kazeves, which is the shir on Yom Kippur. Rabbi said that's all based on this halacha of kdei achilas pras. Baiter. Someone had a kasha?
Yeah,
Jojo.
No, I was going to ask if you eat it less than that time you're good.
If you
eat a kazeves right in a minute, you're.
Yeah, then you bench. Yeah, vada.
You have to be slow.
No, kazeves you're chayv midrab on him. Benching midrab on him. Anytime you eat a kazayas within that time frame, you're vada chayv to bench. Now, the nafkamina is that you're only chayv to bench midrabanan, according to the way we paskin.
You can't bench for him.
Oh, that's already, you're now talking about the Ramah. The Ramah says, what Shofar's saying, is the Ramah in Hilchos Birkas HaMazon, that he quotes from the Uraim, that he says like this, if you have a group of guys that are mezamin, so Shita Saramban is that you're only chayev not only if you're v'savata, but that we're choshish for a meir shita that learns pshat in the pasuk of v'savata is that you need to drink as well. So let's say you have two guys that just ate bread, and the third guy that ate bread and he also drank a coffee latte. Okay. So says the Ramah what Sofer said. So the Ramah says he gets the benching and he's the zimun. Why? Because he's chayev d'oraisa, according to the Ramban, according to the Uraim, and the others are only chayev according to Shitas HaTosfos, according to the other Rishonim. So that's the way the Ramah passes. So what Sofer's saying is that you see when you have a person that's chayev min haTorah, so he gets the zimun above and beyond the other people. So it could be true. It could be an afkamina.
Further than that.
That what?
Because we say that there's a suffix that if women are chayev d'oraisa in benching, so if you hold that women are chayev d'oraisa in benching, then they could be
Yotze,
men that are
Chayav D'Rabbanan. Avada. We
learned
that this year.
I know, but
only if you right? hold that. Yotze Maitzi, Ketanim, that was that Sugya, right. Yeah. It's only if you hold it, Chayav D'Araisa. But that's to be Motzi them in benching, to say the words. You're saying, L'gabi the Chayav Zimun. Good. Excellent. Good?
That only depends. It's only if they're chayav and benching themselves. Like it's a
katan. Yeah, 100%. 100%. Katan of the nafkamina. We pass my katan, they're not. Right. Yes. Good. Good. Excellent. That's the old sugyas. Where'd that come up? That come up in the sugya of chinuch we did. Right? Fighter. So that's all from this sugya, Rabbi say. All from just this halacha of kedei achilas pras. So what type of pras? Pras paschitim veloy pasa'irim. Apparently, I'm not a bucky in breads, but apparently there's a discrepancy, there's a difference between the amount of time that it takes to eat wheat bread shorter than it takes to eat barley bread. Can ask the carboholics.
Probably because it's hard to eat, maybe? No.
Probably tastes bad.
Yeah, the more dense. Yeah, probably. Etzem kisayra, the next halacha, etzem kisayra. The halacha is that an etzem from a mace is also metame. An etzem from a mace is also metame. Does that have this big hack now? For the new guys who are going into dentistry, the bone grafts. They're using old bones from dead people to be dental implants for people. So anyone here from Teaneck? Do you know David Katz?
Yeah.
Oh, he's related?
That's where I was last week.
How do you? What?
I last made a dentist appointment.
Oh, he's your dentist?
Yeah.
Where's his office? On Winthrop?
Yeah.
In his house? So David Katz is a fascinating guy. David Katz...
Cohen. No,
Katz David is Katz is a Cohen. But David Katz is a dentist. And a great guy. Just a great personality. But also, he sits and learns. He mamish-like... is open up these sugyas, and he just... I'm not familiar, but it could be his whole life he wasn't into it, but it could. I think later on he got really into it, and he writes these incredible articles. On his Svarim. And he used to talk and learn with my father when he was alive, and he used to come over in Svard when we used to daven there, and he always talk and learning. I was like blown away with this guy. And now he gave me his articles, and they're just incredible. And he has this whole... unbelievable article analyzing whether or not it's mutter for Kohanim to have these dental implants because it's Tumas Etzem that's coming from bones of a mace. I said these shilas. This is what I'm learning. Night Seder.
Is he allowed to work with it, or are people that are Kohanim allowed to?
Oh, Taka! I didn't even realize it's also a shiloh about him that he's a Kohen, right? Yeah, he's a Kohen also. He's very
nogeir. What do you say? What's that answer?
He had a bunch of rias to be mekel. So that he was, but you should read the article. I think it was printed in the RJJ journal.
It might be in his book, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure it's in his book, but it was in the RJJ journal. It was an excellent article. He had a whole shiloh about grinding it. Is it according to the Rambam? Is it no longer matami? It's gevaldik piece. So this is something that's very nogei. If you find bones, or both say 9/11, yeah. Where's Finkelstein? Finkelstein had this shiloh. He's a kohen, right?
Yeah.
So he had this shiloh. Whether he can go to the new museum, what's the story with the museum there? Are there still artifacts from people that are dead there? Lechadchila, we try to be machbir lechadchila even for goyim that are metame, but b'di'evit we're more mekel by goyim, but it's very no gay also for medical school. Rabbi say, kahanim in medical school is not posh, not parasuzah. You have to play with the cadavers, you have to touch them. And even that which we're makel about goyim, kayanim for goyim, the b'di'evid, we're makel only in tumas oil to be in the same building. But to actually touch and work with the cadaver, that's very shver. There's only one shita that holds like that, the Urim, and it's not accepted in Shulchan Aruch. Etzem kesir metame b'mago b'masa b'ina metame b'ol. But the etzem, even if it's a small, like a barley, it's very small, the etzem is not metame ba'ol. You need the actual body, rov binyan, rov minyan, rov butz, rosh of rubo. You need to mamish have some sort of semblance of the body, majority of the body or the head, in order to actually have tumas oil. Then you're not allowed to be in the same building as the mace. And this is halach lemaisa, very important. So this is what I'm doing night seder in the shul with someone else. We're finishing up last night, the last siman of tumas kayhanim. It's very, very halach lemaisa, all these shailas. I remember Bardash called me a few weeks ago. He was driving by, I think it was Bardash. He was driving by a street, and he saw that the trees goes over, and he wanted to know if he's allowed to drive down the tree. Geffen. So what do you learn from the pasuk of Geffen? It's also a Passaic question. Cemeteries. Geffen. Right? There's a lot of cemeteries. Geffen. So what's the pasuk of Geffen? Kedei revius yayin lenozer. So how much is he over in Isser if he has Geffen? So it's the revius of wine for a nozer. Te'ena kegores lotzah Shabbos. Te'ena tells you the shear that you chayav for carrying on Shabbos. Rimon desnan kol kli balibatim shear and karimainim. Eretz shem nudvas. Eretz shakol shiure kezesim. So that's the shear that everything is kezayis from that pasuk. Kol shiure sakadai tachayi kahani damrino. What do you mean? We had all these other shearim that we just mentioned that are not zayis. Ela'ema sharov shiure kezesim. Most shiurim, Weschler, bottom line, most shiurim, we colloquially we know them, it's probably kazayas. That's what rov shiurim are. Dvash, so what do you learn after the pasuk of dvash? No, that's that the shiur on Yom Kippur is different than the shiur of regular nevela. What's the shiur of Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yisai? Kosevis agas, it's larger than a kazayas. This is the Gemara for it. Good? Almodor raisininu, frek the Gemara kasha. So from all these rayas, these are psukim, we have drushas. V'tispera, shirin miksiva, but do you really think that it's deraisa? It doesn't say the shirim in the actual pasuk. So why are you calling it deraisa? Maybe it is halacha mishvisina. Maybe it is, halacha mishvisina. Ela hilchasa ninu. Rather, the maskana of the Gemara is, you're right, it's all halacha mishvisina. All these halachas that we just learned out are all given over to Moshe Rabbeinu orally at Har Sinai. The kra, asmachta ba'almahu. And the pasuk isn't asmachta at all. At the end of the day. Fractisis. So bottom line, what's our maskana, Rabbi Yisai? How do you know all these dinim of kizaisim, of kizayis kudei chilas peras, of chitim, of halach moshvisi? And all it is an asmachta. Fractisis. Three lines from the bottom, the end of the line. Parakeitzim of Varchim, there's a Gemara in Brachos Daf Mem Aleph. Mashmak Tzas, Drasha Gemura. The Amar of Yitzchak.
What's the wording of Mashmak Tzas?
It's not in 100% Mefurish and clear. It sounds like this. But it's not ironclad. It's like so for wake up, maybe you could argue with this. That's what they say. Mashma Ktsas, it's not 100% clear, but it's mashma, and I'll explain to you why it's only mashma. That it's a drasha gmura. What does it mean it's a drasha gmura, Rabbi Yisai? It means not an asmachta, it's a full out drasha, like the original words of the Gemara. Which two words in the Gemara? When the Gemara asked the question, two words. Deraisininu. Thank you, Weschler. The Gemara ends off with maskana that's not deraisininu. It's not beferish in the pasuk. It's halach l'maish b'sinai. It's just an asmachta. Frektaisis, but that's not, does not seem to be the case in the Gemara and Brachas. Why was the Gemara and Brachas say? So Gemara and Brachas cites this pasuk, Geffen te'ena rimoin, zei shemen udvash, right? Eretz chitav v'soira geffen te'en of rima and eretz zeh shemen udvash, which Rabbi Yisai, you better learn before you start dating, because the girls who got a good education in elementary school know this pasuk and know the halachas that go along with this pasuk, as I'm going to tell you in a second, that the Gemara and Brachas and Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph tells us that Rabbi Yitzchak, the Amar of Yitzchak, kol ha-muktam ha-pasuk zeh muktam lebracha. Shenemar Eretz Chita Sa'ira Geffen Te'ena Remind Eretz Zeis Shemen Udvash. What is called a Muktam B'Pasuk Muktam B'Bracha, Rabbi Yisai? Get ready, Rabbi Yisai. Get ready to be racked by your wives.
Whichever one comes first, and also gets money.
Oh, you have two fruits in front of you. Okay? Let me give you a case.
Let me give you a case.
I want to save you guys embarrassments on your dates. Listen.
Isn't
there, everyone's like, listening now.
There's,
dates, so.
There's a meiser, no?
One second. Yeah. We'll get to them. Right. Meiser, let's say you're in the following situation, okay? You have... a pomegranate.
Not bad.
Someone take a picture. No. You have a pomegranate, okay? Or you have
a date. Just write a boy and a girl
a
date.
A date. Okay? Okay? So now, I want to know which one should I make the bracha on.
Date.
What's the order?
Felder, what do you say?
Teina. Teina, very mode.
Well, so I don't have a Teina on the board, so that's a problem.
And,
I have a Tamar, a date. A date, right? And I have a pomegranate.
Pomegranate first.
So what do you say?
Pomegranate first.
Pomegranate first, right? Because yeah. Why?
It's first.
Right.
Well, Davash is the date, honey, though.
Yes, that's what I said.
So everyone says... let's take a vote. Everyone votes Davash?
No.
Come on, Sack. You know the Sack. Come on. This is a straight-up halacha. Helchus brachos. Come on. Come on. What's that halacha? Rimon, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Every one of you guys... have been in this situation on a yearly basis.
Rosh Hashanah night.
You follow the card. Follow the what?
The card.
Follow the card. Good. So one second, I'm going to take you all on. One second, what's everybody said? I hope no one has anywhere to go to today. So if you follow the card, guess what? And you follow the sitter, you follow the art school sitter, okay? It tells you to make a bracha on an apple first.
Oh, yeah. Make a motzi?
Wrong.
Does it matter?
Wrong. Okay. Apple's not even in the pasuk. Apple's not one of the Zion Minim. Avada Zion Minim are first. If everything's on the table and you're deciding what to make a burp or eight, it's got to be one of the Zion Minim. So now the apple's off. So the card's off. So I'm not trusting the card. So I threw the card in the garbage. Okay? I'm serious. Guys, I'm being very serious right now. I'm being very helpful. I know where you're all coming from, and I'm trying to be helpful right now. Now that apple's off, because I know Zion Minim comes first, right? Right?
Why is that acronym? So what is
that? Chashivas of the Zion Minim, that Nishtabcha Eretz Yisrael, that's the halacha. Okay? No. There is no Tadir Tadir Kodim over here.
So where did the apple?
Apples are more.
Whatever a person wants to eat, he eats. There's no like. Tadir is usually when there's a chiv. There's a chiv to say this, the chiv for this. It's a good question, though. Listen! So now, apple's off the table. Okay? But now, I got two Zion Minims. So now, I got a room full of Lamdonim over here that looked at the Pasuk, and they all said, yeah, Pashit. Rimon comes first in the Pasuk. And the Gemara says, Kol HaMuktim BePasuk, Muktim BeBracha. Right?
Wrong.
Good? Wrong. Why is it wrong?
Eretz.
Thank you. If you would open up the Gemara in Brachas, you would see that the Gemara says... that Eretz is said twice in the pasuk. What does the pasuk say? If I say anyone wants the chazadis, you can speak to my daughter about Yisara tonight at the Mesiba. She will tell you. Test me on it.
No money.
This
money.
Is yours if you want. If it's wrong, okay.
Rabbi Yisai,
now give me. Chevra, zok the Gemara in Brachis. The reason why it says Eretz twice is because it's whatever is closer to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, let's read the pasuk. So chita sa'ira gefen te'ena v'rimon. So rimon does come before dvash, and dvash over here it speaks about dvash tamar. So it's talking about a date, but since a date is two away from what the second Eretz, a date comes first. So Rabbi Isai. Every Rosh Hashanah, this is the sugya that should come up. This was the first shir I gave in my first time being the Rav in the shul Rosh Hashanah about that the apple's off the table And that's off the table, and this is off the table, and this is what you should do.
It goes always Eretz closer to Eretz.
Eretz, that's what the Gemara tells us.
Wait, so both Eretz is?
Because it's all the Maila of these things. Why is Zion Minim any better? Like Ethan asked. It's all because it's the Minim that we're Nishtapha.
But Rimon comes before Dvash. Rimon comes
before Eretz. No. It's after. It doesn't come before. It means once it says Eretz is, and then it's two away.
Wait, so
Rimon is four away.
So what comes first between Seora and Tvash?
So it's the first Eretz.
I'm saying it's the second one of the first Eretz.
Yeah. So Tvash would come. So
Seora would become.
No, that's a tie.
What happens if there's a tie?
Correct.
It goes to the first.
That goes to the first one?
So tie goes to the first Eretz.
What would be a tie?
Yeah.
What would be a tie?
What?
Like Hita and Zayas. They're both one away.
Because Zayas is one away.
It goes by whatever Eretz, all these. But we make
a Borah Priya Goffin before. Even the Zion Minim.
So
why is that? That could be a separate star within
Maybe
a
Gavin.
That we're not supposed to. You're not supposed to make Amotzi. That's one of the reasons you cover the Chalas.
You're not supposed to.
No, that's the other reason.
You're not embarrassed things.
Really, you're no. That is the reason of not embarrassing because it's really the bracha is really supposed to be on him, right? But Geffen must be. You know, that's a good kasha. I can't remember.
So we should do everything before Kareem.
If you're not making Kiddush, so then really the challah should come first because that's Hamotzi. Okay, let's go back to our sugya. Vayter. That was just a little bit. So Rabbi Sai, Zok the Gemara, Mashmak Zak Toises, Mashmak Zaz, Drasha Gemura. Why? Because the Gemara says, the Amr of Yitzchak, because Rabbi Yitzchak said, Kol Muktam, Bazakzam, Muktam, Lebracha, Shanamar, Eretz Chita, Vahadar Amar, and then the Gemara goes on to say in Brachas, what does Gemara go on to say in Brachas? Oh, Plege, Derav, Adamar Avchanon. Rav Yitzchak argues with Rav Chanan. Why does Rav Yitzchak argue with Rav Chanan, Rabbi Isai? Because Rav Chanan uses the pasuk for what, Globerman?
For
shear. What does it mean for shear? Namely, what? Our Gemara. That all of these different foods that are in the pasuk were used to tell you a different significance, la locha, for a shear. Says Taisus, you're right. It's Saiser Ar Gemara Astira from the Gemara in Brachas Mem Aleph to the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Vavim and Aleph. And for Taisus v'shemet l'may demasik asim v'idach shirin miksi v'loy pligi. Taisus says you're right. There's no other Eitzah, but you have to read the Maskana of the Gemara. Maybe the Maskana of the Gemara. The Gemara was Chayzer and doesn't hold it's a Drasha Gemura. And really, at the end of the day, you could hold it's an Asmachta like our Maskana. End of Taisus. So far, so good. Everyone with me? So far, so good?
You mean that Hanan went back on his drasha?
Meaning that the Gemara originally presented things like a drasha, and that they were using the pasuk as different drushas, and they didn't shtim with each other. But then the Gemara... No, Max, not now. I take this personally right now. But then the Gemara says, no, in the end of the day, they were chayzer, and they don't really use it for drushas. In Maskana, they were chayzer. Hold on the Ritva and Mesechet Sukkah. Was it the Ramazal? Oh. You could the Kashale. There are those that asked. Hada Amrina Vipera Kitzim Avarchim. Tani Rav Yitzchakala, Koidim Apostle Zu, Koidim Lebrach, Shenemar Eretz Chitir Sarva. Quoting the Gemara and Brachas we just read. Va'amrinan, and the Gemara goes on to say, Upliga de Rav Chanan. It argues on Rav Chanan that what? Rav Chanan used the pasuk for something else. Domer kol haposuk azel shiurin emar. It was to tell you shiurin measurements. Va'amai? Da'asik na'ahocha? Da'a Rav Chanan asmachna ba'alma v'shapir ikal l'gmon kekrok l'gmon kekrok l'gmon kekrok. Taisus Kash. Ritva quotes Taisus Kash. But listen to the way the Ritva answers Taisus Kash. Taisus Kasha, Taisus answers, I lift up my hands, you're right. The only thing I can hang my hat on is that the Gemara was Chayzer and the Gemara in Brachas and held that it was a Smachta at the end of the day. But you're right, in that fleeting time, in that Gemara, on Mem Aleph from Brachas, you're right, the Gemara in Brachas does not shtim with the Gemara in Sukkah. Listen to the Ritva, Globerman. V'hanochin, The Hodor of Yitzchok Nami Eino Ikra Kosov Ela Smachta V'hainu the Pliga the Rav Chanan the Mukim Kroa Smachta Achrit. What did Ritva just say? What in the world did the Ritva just say? Those words are not found in Tosfos. What did the Ritva say? Read it again. Oh! Says the Ritva. No. The Gemara Brachos Shtim is with the Gemara in Sukkah. What do you mean the Gemara Brachos Shtim is with the Gemara in Sukkah? The Gemara Brachos Shtim is with the Gemara in Sukkah that says that it's an Asmachta. Ah, Isaac Tosfos! That the Gemara in Brachas says, Rab Chanan, who uses the pasuk for Shiurim, does not agree to the drasha of what? Of Rab Yitzchak, that it's Kol HaKolim B'Bracha. Kol HaKolim B'Pasuk, Kolim B'Bracha. Zokt Ritva. Why? Why is that a stira? Maybe Rab Chanan uses the Asmachta for another type of drasha. And it's all a machlekes, what the Asmachta is for. You have Rav Yitzchak who holds the Asmachta is for what? Kol HaKodim B'Brasa, Kodim B'Bracha, a precedence in Hilchos Brachis. And you have Rav Chanan who holds the Asmachta is for what? It's for Shiurim. So it's a Machlekes of the Ritva within Asmachta. Once you say it's a Machlekes within Asmachta, Rabbi Yisrael, what did I just create an avenue to say? What did I just clear the runway for? There's no problem with the Gemara in Brachas Mem Aleph to the Gemara in Sukkah. Like Sofer, you don't have to be a genius to say this. There is no stira whatsoever. Marvra Abaisa, I read this Ritva, and I said to myself, yeah, that's right. Why in the world does Tosas not say like this? What in the world is going on with this Gemara? And then I had Siyata Dishmaya. I chapped what was going on here. Listen to the pshat, Moir V'Raboisai. Nir lefiyani azdaiti. This machloikis between Tosis and the Ritva is a much more fundamental machloikis than you think. Tosis starts off the sugya. The Gemara in Sukkah said what, Raboisai? That the Oraisa and then the Gemara ends off. No, it's just the Halacha L'mos Mishinai and the Pasuk is only in a smach. Frektois is a kasha that doesn't stim with which Gemara? Brachas Mem Aleph. Because the implication of Brachas Mem Aleph that displays a machlokes between Rab Chanan and Rab Yitzchak that don't agree with each other in how to utilize this Pasuk is mashma that it's a drasha. Says the Ritva, what's the problem? It's a drasha from an asmachta. And they're using the asmachta in two different ways. I realized the following. There is a famous ritva in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tezayin Amid Aleph. The ritva is talking about the fact that the three parts of Musaf that we recite on Rosh Hashanah, Malchus, Zichronis, and Shofris, is what Rabbi Isai is only the Rabbono. But Minat Torah, there is no chiyuv to say Malchus, Zichronis, and Shofris. How do I know that it's a Beferish Gemara, Rabbi Isai? Where's the Gemara? What does the Gemara say? In Rosh Hashanah, Andaf Lamed Beis. What does the Gemara Rosh Hashanah? Andaf Lamed Beis. What does the Gemara say? Gemara says, what happens if you have the option to go to one community that has a shofar, but doesn't have a chazan, or you can go to another community that has a chazan, but doesn't have a shofar. Which one do you go to? So the Gemara says, shofar is d'oraisa, zichronos, machlios, and shofar is only d'rabbanan. Okay? Put in parentheses, we'll speak next year, Rosh Hashanah, with the exception of Shitas Rashi, that might hold that there might be a fulfillment d'oraisa. We have to work on how he works out that Gemara. Okay? The Ramban already attacks on Rashi from that Gemara. Good. So says the Ritva, yeah, Malchi, Zichronis, and Shofris is only the Rabbana. But the Gemara clearly quotes Psukim that refer to Amiris, Malchi, Zichronis, and Shofris. Right? So says the Ritva the following.
It's an asmachta. Shekoma sheyesh lo asmachta min apasuk. Hey, Yir HaKadosh Baruch Hu woke you up, Sofer. Sheroi lasos came, that Hashem told you, this is what's right to do. Ela shelo kavu chovo. But God, at the time of Matan Torah, He put the asmachta in there. He put the hint. He put the idea, the concept, already in the words of the Torah. But he said, this is fascinating. But He didn't yet obligate you like He did with Tefillin and all the other dinim de'oraisa that were already there. Umasru l'chachomim, and He gave it over to the rabbis to be mechayev you later on. But was it their entire invention? Was it something that was not existent? Absolutely not. Ad kedei kach, Rabbi said, there's a Ramban in Parshas Bo Eschanan. The Ramban writes that the only way Chachomim could enact Yomim Tovim Midrabanon or Mitzvahs Midrabanon is if they find in a smachta, and if they find a root and something to rely on it, a smachbor, then it gets rid of a potential, the Oraisa of Baltoisin. The rabbis can't just make up mitzvahs. They're adding on to the Torah. Says the Ramban and Moeschanan, why are the rabbis allowed to add on to the Torah? Because they found an asmachta. Because they found a smach. Because they found a remez. Because they found a heir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God's trying to wake you up. Heir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wake up. This is what I always thought of. You think it's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan? No. It already has an asmachta. Says the Ritva, Rabbi says, Sofer, you want to see an argument? You want to see someone who doesn't like someone else? This is your Ritva. Listen. B'loy k'divrei ha'mefarshim, and not like those that explain ha'asmachtos, that an asmachta, shu k'derech simin, that it's just a mnemonic device, it's just a sign, shenosnu chachomim, b'loy shekavonos ha'toyra l'kach, but not that it's actually the kavana of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam at the Zman of Hamaimed Har Sinai to have that future mitzvah derabbanan. But he said, don't forget this Ritva. Says the Ritva, I'm not done. He thought the Noda Yehuda was bad? Listen to this Ritva. I don't know, fiery Mar Mekoymus lately. Chas v'sholom! Yishtake ha'dovar! V'lo ye'omer! Shezu das minusu! Shezu das minus. You know what a min is? Shezu das minus.
Heretic.
Shezu das minus. Chalila, for someone to say that an asmachta is just a way of reminding you, but it's really an invention of the Rabbanan and has no roots of the Torah and it was not Kavonas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechlal. Who's the Ritva calling a min over here, Rabbi Say? Who's the Ritva arguing with? So, before we get to Taisis, this is the Rambam. The Rambam says asmachtas are only mnemonic devices, are only ways to remember, but have no depth and do not relate back to the kavana of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and they are not any inherent chashivas. Does anyone remember? I think in Sunday Shir, I quoted a Prima Gadim, I quoted a free Prima Gadim. I'm not sure if it was Sunday Shir. No, that was a different Prima Gadim. That was about Rashi by Mitzvah Seishas Mangram. I don't remember I ever quoted a Prima Gadim and a Turi Evin, Rabbi Yisai, that holds that there's certain Safi Durabonans that you have to be Machber for. Safi Durabonan, Allah is Safi Durabonan Lekula, right? We're allowed to be Mako by a Safi Durabonan as opposed to a Safi Duraisa, right? The Ritva says there's an exception to that rule. What's the exception to that rule? A Safi Durabonan, but the Durabonan has an Asmachta link to it. But I say, once you hear that Ritva now, I just gave it away. Once you hear that Prima Gadim now, and you hear that Chiluk of a Safik Durabana not being a classic Durabana, this is a Durabana with an Asmachta. Sounds like the Ritva. Whoa. That would only work to be Machmir by Durabanas with Asmachtas. I hope you understand what you just said. It's only if the Durabanan. I gave him the answer a second before. It's only if the Durabanan isn't a smach. But you do understand what you're saying, right? Yeah. So Rabbi Isai, I actually believe that. So the Durabanan is a smachta. The drabbanon, it means something. It's a heavier drabbanon. It's already here, a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's already Kavanas HaTorah. It's already Alderach with Ramah. The rabbis have a hat there now to now enact this halacha, and it's not Bal Tosef anymore because there's something meaningful to the concept of Asmachta, not like the Derech of the Rambah. But Moyer Rabbeisai, Shitas HaTosef clearly, and Sukkah Davavim and Aleph, Le'ra'isi Mi Shehis Oirer B'machlekes HaRitva and Tosef over here. But I think this is Pashup Shad in our sugya. Nechleku Tosis in the Ritva. In the Machloikis, the famous Machloikis of the Ritva and Rosh Hashanah and the Rambam, of what the nature of an Asmacht is. Let me just speak it out. Tosis started this Gemara and said, how could you have a Machloikis, a Gemara in Brachas that says, Reb Chanan and Reb Yitzchak have Machloikis in Droshas? They're darshaning the Psukim. It's Mashma that it's a Drosha Gemara, that it's a Deoraisa. Because otherwise, what? Zok Tosis, if it's just like our Gemara, it's only in a smachta. Gotta stop yelling. It's only in a smachta. Then what's the problem? There's no stira. Reb Chanan could eat by Reb Yitzchak. Reb Yitzchak could eat by Reb Chanan. They both hold of each other. They're masking with each other. They can make shidduchim with each other. I could agree to your halacha. I just have a mnemonic device for this. You have a mnemonic device for that. You have a reminder for this. You have a reminder for that. Great. We all could coexist. They're all different halachal moshe misinai. And when we want our reminders, we'll put our reminders wherever we want them. It's not a stira. Why would the Gemara and Bracha say, Pliga Reb Chanan Arbi Yitzchak? Zok Tosis must be the Gemara and Bracha's argues with the Gemara and Sukkah. It's a machloikis, what? If it's a drasha Gemara, it's just asmachta. Zok the Ritva, what's the stira? No, they're both holding it's asmachta. But it's a shayla, had a darshan the asmachta. Nira lefiani has died to the ritva, only the ritva could say such a thing. Because the ritva held asmachta as a chashivis. Asmachta has drushes. Asmachta has depth. Asmachta means something. Asmachta is a matter for baltoisev. Asmachta is a sovid rabbanon gulu lahachmir by an asmachta. It's ritva leshitoso. The Ritva in Sukkah and the Avom and Aleph and the way he answers Tosis Kasher is all based off of the Ritva Sheet in Rosh Hashanah. Memela, the Ritva was not bothered by Tosis Kasher. But because Tosis had Avona like he does elsewhere, Tosis in Menachas Datsadi Beis Amabez, does have the Sheet that Asmachta is just like the Rambam. It's just a hanging your hat. It's just a reminder. It's not anything about Heir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not Kavonis the Rebbeinu Shalom from our Sinai. So Memela, then there's no stira between Reb Chanan and Reb Yitzchak. Everything's hunky-dory. Everything's gevaldik. Moreover, Rabbi said the Ritva continues. The last part of the sugya. I know no one had time to go into it. I'll just say, B'maimer HaMuzger. The Ritva ends off saying, once we're talking about this pasuk of Zayin Minim, which is now the Zayin Minim, Rabbi said, if you eat a kezayis of Zayin Minim, what do you have to say? Allah eats. You have to say the bracha mein shalosh for payers of Eretz Yisrael. Hope everyone after they have kiddush and they drink a revius of wine on Friday on Shabbos morning. I hope everyone's saying Allah gafen. So zok the ritva in the end. No, I'm talking about at a kiddush. That's a good shiloh, by the way. The Bir Alach has that shiloh. Why when I make kiddush and after I wash? Usually if I eat things before I wash, they're not pattered by the benching, right? So by the way, those of you that go into the restaurants and eating all the refreshments before, and not so pasha that you don't have to make a bracha achrona afterwards. So ask the Bir Alacha, why is it that I don't have to say ala gefen even after I bench or beforehand to make sure that I'm pattering? So the Bir Alacha is mitzaref a few different shittas. Bir Alacha says maybe we could be saying on the rishayim that benching does pater yayin, even though we don't always paskin like that. But the Bir Alacha says every Shabbos that a person should have kavana when he makes kiddush, that I have a kavana to be mitzaref the kiddush to the meal, and that the Birkas Hamazon should pater the yayin. And this is enogeya every single Friday night meal, every single Shabbos meal, anytime we have kiddush before we make hamotzi. So what is that's the shaila? That's the shaila. What you say by agaf? That's the machlekes over here. So then maybe you could say a different sort that it is machmas asuda because it's gefen. That's the shaila. So dvar mevah machmas asuda usually is things in the suda, right?
Right.
Not like
soup.
Not like pears. If a guy eats like an orange, a clementine in the middle of the meal, that's not a meal food. So therefore, he has to make a bracha. But here, you're eating it earlier. So the shaila is but there are certain things that you could whet your appetite, and that could also help for the meals, like certain schnapps or certain things that are going to help and assist for the meal. So do you say kiddush and yain for that is not so pashut? So then the Mishbura says, wait a second, but he's making kiddush for the suitor purposes. So Betzirah, all these things, and he says, and the person has kavana, so then he can pater. But it's not so simple. Weiter. Says the Ritva. Vaval gab de itshach kro lefarit elu. Shall elu chaya levarach menatayra la'achrov? What do you mean, ask the Ritva? How can you say it's just a resmachta ba'alma? We need this pasuk for these foods for another reason. To tell me what? That Allah eats and bracha mein shalosh is what? Is the oraisa. Rabbi said the Ritva in Sukkah that Vavim and Alf just told you, if you had a bunch of cookies and you have to make an ala michya, you're mechuy of what? Minatoire. The orais ala michya is minatoire. The Rashbin brochas paskins like this. So what does the Ritva say? So why don't I need the pasuk for that? Hashta loka salchadai the chai perushel the kula pei rabbi brocha min the orais. So the Gemara didn't know that yet. The Ritva says, Enchanami, you're right. At the end of the day, I need this pasuk to tell me that I have to make ala michya or ala eitz midera oraisa. So the Ritva says, you're right, this Gemara has to be assuming that we didn't know that. Hashta loka salchadaita chai perusha, el dekulu peri bar brach midera oraisa. We thought that all fruits were chai midera oraisa, like the havamin of the Gemara and brachas. But you're right, at the end of the day, that we distinguish between taking a drink and making a bar in a fashos, and the Zion Minim that have to make what? Bracha Me'ein Shalosh? You're right. At the end of the day, that's what we need our Pasuk and our Sugya for. So the Gemara does not stand Lamaskana. Lamaskana, there is a Drushim in HaTorah to highlight what? That the seven Minim, that includes Mezainis, that includes wine, that includes the fruits of Geffen, Dain, and Rimon, that includes all of these things, have to say a Bracha Achreina what? Min HaTorah. Not like the Rebarn and Fashas that you make. Rabbi Isai, wow, it's this Ritva that has to shtup that into our Gemara, that our Gemara is not Laman Askana, that is going to change Halacha. Anytime I have a suffix in benching, what do we say, Rabbi Isai? Suffix what? Suffix derais el chumra. If it's suffix, if you have to bench, about them. What about a suffix ala michya, Rabbi Isai? Says the Ritva, we say it's deraisa. What about suffix ala eight? Suffix ala gafen? Garaisa, how do you treat it? Lamaisa, Rabbi Isai. This is the shita of the Ritva. It's the shita of the Rashba, but it is a shaila lalacha. Bottom line, if I remember correctly, I forgot to look it up before Shir, but I remember seeing a few years ago, Rabbi Vadi Yosef says, bottom line, the Beis Yosef is Mekel, and bottom line, we treat that Alamichya not like the Ritva. And we treat Alamichya and all the brachas of Bracha Achreina as a Durabon. But Rabbi Yisai, it's our sugya that will have this sugya, this suffix lalacha. The tour, if I remember correctly, the tour brings down that it's a suffix daraisa. It's a big machlokes rishonim. Beis Yosef thinks Shitas HaRambam is not like that. Beis Yosef thinks that only Birkas HaMazon is daraisa, but Birkas Mein Shalosh is not daraisa. Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, Rabbi Yisai. A guy, a Talmud, called me up a few years ago. He was eating French toast, and he made an ala michya. He wants to know, what does he do? We hold that you bench on French toast. So the shaila was, if I made an ala michya instead of Birkas HaMazon, was I yotzei? So Schultz is starting to turn in his head, well, you can only, if ala michya exists midoraisa, so then one could argue, maybe I fulfilled my chiyuv on a level doraisa. Unless one says that even if I fulfilled my chiyuv doraisa, but maybe the chiyuv when it comes to pass is that I have to say each and every bracha. And I can't just say a mentioning of each and every bracha, which is what Alamichya, which is what Alamichya represents. So Rabbi Isai, this was an interesting shaila. So we had to go back. There's a gave shaila should have shared in my shul about this. We had to go back and figure out, well, minat Torah, when the Torah says v'achalta v'savata v'rachta, and you have to bench, do you have to make each and every bracha? Or can you just make a mentioning of each and every bracha? That will help us with this shaila, right? And might be also totally on whether or not Alamichya exists on a Lev D'Oraisa, but even if Alamichya lists on a Lev D'Oraisa, it's not an automatic answer, because one still could be Mechalik, that's this D'Oraisa the Chiyuv is, and that's that a D'Oraisa. So that's a very important shaila, Rabbi Yisai. I think we paskin Ladina, we paskin that a person was not Yitzhak. Person was not Yitzhak. It's totally on this shaila, whether or not all the brachas are ma'akif. There's one more thing I want to mention to you. Just playing forward, I want to mention to you. Oh, once we're talking about Alamichya, Rabbi said a little in Yana Diyoma. Ask you a kasha, Rabbi Chaim Brisker asks. The Rishonim asked this kasha also. What's missing in Alamichya? Why is Alamichya not in Alamichya? If Alamichya and Bracha Mein Shalosh that we're discussing right now, that according to many Rishonim is even the Oraisa, so it's not actually a shortened version of benching. It's got everything else except for what? Alanisim. Why? We should start a new minute. Yeah. Introduce yourself. What's your name? Yeah.
Alanisim is only for Yom Tov Sevet Erevan.
I'm benching, but still it's a benching. We mentioned an invention that's Midoraisa. We're not worried about the Rabbanans. I just gave a whole shiur about the Chashivas of the Rabbanans. My father were worried about the Rabbanans, so why isn't it there?
Is there a Purim?
No.
Okay, because in... Well, there's clearly...
Give you some food for thought, Rabbi Say. Next time you guys make an Alamichya, think about the Shiloh. Why is there no Alanisim in Alamichya? Isn't it a shortened version of benching?
Clearly not.
It's just to mention the food that you ate.
You make a mentioning of every single bracha of the benching.
That's
the
that one.
What?
Is that a bracha of the benching or something we add in?
Ooh, what does Max mean?
It's not a bracha.
So Max is saying the following, everybody say. Max is saying, I didn't say you're back. I'll decide when you're back. Max is saying that Birkas Me'ein Shalosh, the shortened version of benching that you use for Alamichya, is what? Is only brachos, like Hazanah Sakol, right? Al Aretz Ve'Almazon, Bein Yerushalayim, those are all found inside the brachos. Those are carried over shortened versions that are now said in brachos Me'en Shalosh. So that is what was enacted in the shortened bracha achrona for the bracha Me'en Shalosh. Freck Jeremy Lewis, I think. Tell me if I'm right, Jeremy. Freck Jeremy Lewis, Max, you're wrong. You're back in the garbage. You know why? You're back. You're back in the dump. Why? Tell him, Jeremy, because we also mentioned Shabbos, which is not a bracha, and we also mentioned Yontif was not a bracha. Elkeinu Elkeinu, right? What we say? What do we say? The Samchenu B'yom Chag Asukos Hazeh. We say. So you mentioned all these things. There's no bracha. There's no Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos. There's no bracha there. Was that your kasha? Yeah. Was that your kasha? No eye contact. Yes. Rabbi Isai, what's the answer?
It's a deraisa.
Listen, Chaim had a great chop with that. Rabbi Isai. What's the answer, Rabbi Isai? It is a bracha. What are you talking about, Rabbi? It's not a bracha.
There's no bracha.
There is a bracha. What do you mean it's not? It's a bracha. Either is a bracha or it's not a bracha. I don't see the words Baruch Ato Hashem in my benching when it comes to Shabbos and Yalav Yavo. What, Reb Chaim Brisker at a different benching? No, Reb Chaim Brisker didn't have another different benching.
It was attached to the bracha.
Open up a sitter. I don't know if it's there. Maybe.
part of it.
Turn to the page after, if it's in the Siddur, I don't know if it's in the Siddur. Turn to the page after Uvnei Yerushalayim in the benching, before you start the next brecha. There should be a little halacha
said.
Let's have, ah!
You put the post down because, right? After Uvnei
is the Siddur. No, nothing to do with the ghost. Nothing to do with the ghost. Nothing to do with the ghost.
You forgot it.
Oh! What are you saying? There's a what?
There's a random insert.
There's a random insert. It's not a random insert. It's for guys who forget. Brachos lemi sheshachach. Brachos, page 87. Brachos lemi sheshachach. Those that forgot Ritzayin Yalaviyavo should make what? The following. Before you start the next bracha after Uvnei Yerushalayim. Right? Right? What does it say? Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Nosan Shabosos Limnucho Liyamu Yisrael Ba'ava La'oisu Lebris Baruch ato Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos Yontif Yalviyavu Shochuch Loim Yalviyavu Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Nosan Roshei Chadoshim Lami Yisrael Lizikaron. Sorry, Rosh Chodesh. Yontif Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Nosan Shabosos Limnucho Lami Yisrael Ba'ava La'oisu Lebris Roshei Chadoshim. Sorry, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. I've got to read the top one. Yontif! Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Nosan Yom Tovim Lami Yisrael L'Sosan L'Simcha Es Yom Yom Achag HaMatzos Hazeh Baruch atah Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael V'Atzmanim Yom Chag HaShavuos Yom Chag HaSukkos. Each one, insert wherever it's relevant. Next! What happens if you forgot on Yontif that fell out on Shabbos? Baruch atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos Yisrael V'Atzmanim. What happens if you forgot Yalvi Yom Ar Chol HaMoed? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Nosan. Oh, you got the
point. How does this prove that it's a bracha?
Rabbi Yisai says, Reb Chaim.
What do you mean that?
Says Reb Chaim.
You surely forgot the bracha. Say those brachas.
Ribalt. That if you forgot it, you say a bracha. It's megale. That Yalav Yovo and Ritzay is fundamentally taka a bracha. So now once Chazal enacted to say ala michya, to say bracha mein shalosh, that according to the Ritzvah and the Rashbah, it's a chiyah what? The Haiseh. Don't forget about this Ritva on Rashba. Remember this the next time you make an Alamichya. Sukkah, Davavim and Aleph. Shitas HaRitva on Davavim and Aleph and Sukkah. They only enacted the brachas. It's a kitzer and brachas. So Alanisim is never found to be a bracha. Alanisim is just a hemshich of a Haidah. And it was never a bracha. And you do not say it in bracha mein shalosh for that reason. Moreover, Rabbi Yisai, tomorrow will be the final sugya. Hopefully we'll finish tomorrow.